place. And I preached, and a church was born, and I gave nearly 2 years of my life. And it's all gone bad. And why don't you remove this? And for 3 sessions, he goes to God. And it leads us to this second principle. God uses suffering to draw us to himself. I think it's interesting, first of all, just to look at this, I entreated the Lord. I entreated is a very strong word used frequently in the Gospels of the appeal of the sick for Jesus to heal them. It's a begging word. What interests me is he goes to the Lord 3 times. He doesn't go to the demon and try to chase the demon. He doesn't go to Satan and try to bind Satan. Those are foolish things. You wouldn't want to be attempting to do that anyway because you might be trying to send away the ones that God had sent. Then you'd be in conflict with God. But it's foolish to assume that there's any necessity to do anything about demons or Satan. Why would you when God is the sovereign over all of them? So he goes to the sovereign over Satan. Satan is God's servant, only able to do what God allows him to do. So are all his demons. I entreated God. I begged God on 3 separate occasions. And I asked him to eliminate it. Stop this. Probably prayed the imprecatory psalms on the head of the false teachers. Kill him, God. Kill him. Kill him now. He was persistent. That met the condition of Luke 11. Persistence, God responds to. He goes to God and he goes back and he goes back. His prayer was in faith. His prayer was specific. His prayer was persistent that he might be delivered from this. And so here we learn a second lesson. Profound suffering has a very positive effect on your prayer life, right? Very positive effect on your prayer life. Where else are you going to go? He faced the greatest trial by turning to the only one he knew to be sovereign over all things, all circumstances, all persons, righteous and unrighteous, his Lord. And he asked him to remove it. This is what happens in times of great stress. Our prayer lives are enriched, and we enter into the richest, deepest, sweetest communion with the Lord. Far more sweet than the prayer we offer in time.